is the Daddy and Elin Show.
Merry Christmas, everybody. This is a very special Elin and Daddy Show. We are coming to you live from
the Jacobson House, and I'm Elin Joy Jacobson, and this is
Daddy.
Daddy, his real name is Daniel, but we shortened his name up to Dan, and my dad shortens my name up to EJ.
EJ, yep. So now everybody knows our names. Perfect. Yeah. And this is a very special, why is this a special edition of the Elin and Daddy Show, Elin?
Because it's almost Christmas, and we're going to do a very special Christmas book today, and that's what we're going to do in first for today's edition, and it's called Who is Coming to Our House?
Awesome. Without any further ado, Elin, can you please read to us this wonderful story, Who
yes.
is Coming to Our House? I don't know. Who is it?
Okay, let's open the book out and see what it is. Who is coming to our house? Someone, says Mouse. Make a room, says Pig. I will, but said the rig. We must clean, says Lamb. Dust the beams, says Ram. Who's coming to our house? Someone, says Mouse. Sweep the earth, says Chick. Stack the hay, says Goose, and quick. Spin new webs, says Spider. I will line the crib with eider. Who is coming to our house? Someone, says Mouse. Someone's coming from afar. I will mose the door, the door, air.
A jar. Good job.
But it is dark, says Cat. They will never come, says Rat. Yes, they'll come, says Mouse. Someone's coming to this house. I will lay an egg, says Hen. I will spread my tail for them. Who is coming to our house, Mary and Joseph? Whispered Mouse. Welcome to our house.
And on the last page of the book, who are they holding?
Baby Jesus
is the one who's coming to our house. Why is, Elin, that's a great book. Why is that a Christmas book?
Because it has Jesus in it, and Christmas is when Jesus is born.
Yes, exactly. Do you have a day that we celebrate when you were born?
Yes, it's June 13, 13.
Yeah, and what do we call that? Your
birthday.
Yeah, so Christmas is actually
a holiday.
Yeah, it's actually a holiday, and it's a holiday because it's Jesus's
birthday.
That's right, it's a huge birthday party.
Like when they throw presents to everyone, like a birthday, but except it's a holiday, and birthdays are kind of, sort of, like a holiday, but so, it's not like trick-or-treating, like Halloween, well, it is kind of simple of getting presents, like Christmas is coming up.
Right.
We have that big kids tree in your office, and that's for decoration.
What do we put on the kids tree in the office?
A gold star on the top.
Yep.
And a little wreath thing, and a little giraffe, mommy's little thing that says Kristen, and
What about things that are all over it that are bright?
Lights.
Oh yeah, we put lights on our tree. And is it in front of a window so everybody passing by can see our nice Christmas tree?
Yes.
It's pretty cool, right?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. And what else do we do at Christmas time?
So at the end of Christmas, we get to open our presents.
Yes.
That's the best part.
That's the best part of Christmas is opening presents?
Well, not really the best part. The best part is when Jesus is born.
That's right. Jesus was born a very long time ago. And he's God's gift to the world. So to celebrate, we give gifts to each other. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you want for Christmas this year, Eileen? Let's be commercial and selfish for a moment. What do you want for Christmas?
I want a for real life pet.
Okay.
Irene has this one from my school. It is Bootsy.
Oh yes, Bootsy.
I also want Papa to give me a new little life pet so that both of them can be friends.
You hearing that, Papa? Okay, what else do you want for Christmas?
I want...
Put a lot of thought into this, haven't you?
I want...
Do you know what Mommy and Daddy are going to do with Christmas this year?
What?
We're going to get gifts that are something you want, something you need, something to wear, and something to read.
Like a book to read.
Like a book to read. That's right. What kind of books do you like?
I like, I usually like Fancy Nancy books.
Uh-huh.
And funny books.
Uh-huh.
Like the ones that have jokes in them.
Like a joke book?
Wait. We have jokes in this radio today, so...
Yeah, speaking of jokes, we're going to tell you some...
songs. And... Well, some more about Christmas.
Okay, so how about some Christmas songs?
Yeah, we're going to do Christmas songs, but at the end to celebrate.
Okay, so just don't touch that dial, everybody. You got to stay with us.
Yeah.
And, okay, what else about Christmas? Is there food that you like to eat at Christmas?
Yes.
What do you like to eat?
I like to eat Christmas dinner.
Christmas dinner? Yeah, what does that consist of?
For dessert, we can have Christmas cookies.
Yes.
And we have to leave, and the best part is leaving a cookie for Santa Claus.
Yes. Oh, okay, let's talk about Santa for a second.
Yes. All right,
Santa is a pretty big deal.
And he's also watching us right now.
Mm-hmm. Santa goes and visits every single house.
On Christmas.
Yep, on Christmas Eve, between Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Uh-huh.
And how does he get into people's houses?
The chimney.
Right.
Down through the chimney, it's good saying it.
Yes, but we're going to save this for the end to celebrate.
Remember? Yes, you're right.
Yeah, I'm right. So how does he get it? He gets in through the chimney, but what if people have a fire going?
He might get burned.
So, I don't understand.
Well, he does know if there's a fire.
So, if there's a fire, he just skips the house?
Yeah, and then when people put out the fire, he'll go back and check and see if the fire's there still. But if it's not there, he'll just go down the chimney.
Okay. And then what does he do?
He puts presents in the stockings very quietly.
Okay.
And he puts... presents under the tree, too.
Okay.
So that we have plenty of presents.
And how do you know if he was there or not? Because there's presents, but what else?
I don't really know.
Well, if you leave out cookies for him, and he comes, and he'll take the cookies and leave. So if the cookies are gone, you know Santa was there.
Uh-huh.
Never really thought about it, did you?
No.
Yeah. Speaking of people that come in the middle of the night, Elin, let's talk about the Tooth Fairy for a moment.
Yeah.
Why is this?
I have one loose tooth that is very, very wiggly.
Yep.
It's in the front on the bottom. Let's see if I can wiggle it.
Yeah, a little bit. I see it. You can't wiggle it with your tongue yet.
Not yet, because it's not very, very, very wiggly. It's just this much wiggly.
It's just that much wiggly. And you're still chomping on stuff with it, so you're fine. But what happens when you lose a tooth?
Then you're going to have to, like, look all around the neighborhood. Maybe not.
Why would you look around the neighborhood?
Well, if you were in, you would look at places you've been.
Yeah.
You could go back to places that you've been.
And, to find the tooth, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I don't think you're going to lose it and not know where it was. It usually falls out in your fingers. Like, usually you can pull it out.
Yeah.
So you kind of know where it is. But then what do you do with the tooth once you lose it?
You put it on, you find it, and then you put it under your pillow, and then the Tooth Fairy will give you money.
What do you think the Tooth Fairy looks like?
A fairy.
Okay. Where does she come from?
I don't really know.
Me neither. How much does a Tooth Fairy pay?
$1?
That sounds good. I think that's right. That sounds like a lot of money, doesn't it?
Well, it might be like this much money.
That much money? And do you think it's going to be coins or paper?
Maybe coins.
Coins are pretty cool.
Cash, paper.
Yep. Change, coins, pennies, quarters, nickels, dimes. Do you have something to put your tooth in?
Yes.
You
it,
do?
I don't really think we have one yet, mm-hmm. but Elena does. She has, from my school, she has a toothbox.
A toothbox. Yeah.
A gold one.
What? That's awesome. It sounds so fancy.
It's yellow. It has jewels on it.
Cool.
Pink ones. Nice. Pink jewels.
How did you find out about this?
Because I go to school.
She brought her toothbox with her?
That's a little
creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think the Tooth Fairy does with your teeth after she comes and takes them?
Puts it in a treasure box and then puts the treasure box in a baggie and then leaves it there.
Hmm. Cool.
Well, Trisha has the same thing with Elena.
Yeah. Here's the bigger question, Elin. At the second coming of Christ, when the believers in Christ are raised anew, and we have glorified bodies, and we're raised again, do you think your baby teeth are going to be a part of your glorified body, or do you think that your baby teeth are just done?
I think my loose tooth, that loose baby tooth, is done.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. I think once they're done, they're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. That's the Tooth Fairy, everybody. Now you know.
Yeah, you guys know, like, what he said.
Yeah. Let's talk about other Christmas characters. There's this thing in your class that is now pretty cool, and it's Christmassy, your kindergarten class at school. It's an elf.
Yes. Her name is Snowflake.
Your elf's a girl?
Huh?
Are elves girls? I guess I never thought they were girls, but I guess they could be.
Some is boys and some is girls.
Cool.
So,
I mean, I don't want to discriminate, but that's cool.
So yesterday, she moved off the projector to the tree, to the Christmas tree.
Ooh, really? The elf moves by itself?
Yeah. It can fly.
Okay.
And she was holding on. She was hugging the tree so that she wouldn't fall off.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. And what does the elf do?
She flies.
But is, like, the elf learning? Is the elf trying to hang out with you guys?
She's
watching you?
She's watching us.
For what? Why is the elf watching you?
So that we can get presents for Santa or not.
The elf is reporting back to Santa?
Uh-huh.
Sneaky. That's a sneaky elf.
So that elf goes... She used her powers to fly it back up to the North Pole.
Okay.
And then she tells Santa all about the good kids and all about the bad kids.
Ooh, now this is good conversation here. Are you a good kid or are you a bad kid?
I'm a good kid.
Well, how do you know that?
Well, because I keep learning.
Okay.
And learning, and learning, and learning, and learning.
So kids that keep learning, they get presents, but the kids that don't learn, they don't get presents?
I don't really know, but maybe kids that are on the good list, they get presents.
Well, how do you get on the good list?
If you're being good.
Okay. So it has everything to do with how you act.
Yes. Like, if you act angry, you just take a deep breath and count to four, like the Daniel Tiger song.
Yeah. How's that go? Can you sing it for us?
Yes. So, when you feel so mad that you wanna roar, take a deep breath and count to four. One, two, three, four.
I don't feel angry anymore.
Well, we're going to do jokes next.
Oh, we're done with that topic. Great. So, I was trying to move towards a point there. I wanted to talk about...
Now we're going to do jokes.
Okay. Well, enough with that conversation.
I'll do a knock-knock joke. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
Please don't cry, it's only me.
Hey, knock knock.
Hey there.
Etch.
Etch who?
Ah, God bless you, my friend.
Well, I should have said etch who.
You should have.
But I said etch who.
That's right.
So, now it's your turn to do a joke.
It's my turn to do a joke. How about you do one more? Because I just did one.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you did.
Go ahead.
So, why didn't the skeleton cross the road? Because he didn't have any guts.
What? That's so funny. Hey, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mary.
Mary who?
Merry Christmas.
You got
a good one?
Yeah, I'm very good.
you want one more? How about this one?
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Donut.
Donut who?
Donut, open till Christmas.
It's like, do not open till Christmas. Get it? So silly. How about one more?
Yes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hannah.
Hannah who?
Hannah Partridge in a pear tree.
Okay, now I'll do one.
How about this one?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yule.
Yule who?
You'll be sorry if you don't holly up and an elf me wrap this present for Santa.
Those are some good Christmas jokes we just had there.
Okay, now we'll do... I'm ready to do the story now. It's called Christmas in the Manger.
And there's a picture of baby Jesus and some donkeys.
Yep. I am the star that shines in the east. I light the stable for man and beast. I am the donkey, soft and gray. I carried his mother from far away. I am the ram with my curly horns.
That's who you are in your play?
Huh?
Awesome.
I guard the stale.
Stall.
Stall. Where the child is born.
Good job.
I am the ox. That's not in my play. An ox isn't in my play.
Well, maybe you guys should have an ox.
Well, I shouldn't.
Okay.
It's just cow. It's just donkey, sheep, cow, and dove.
And what are you?
I'm the sheep.
Awesome. I think at the end we should sing some of your songs for your Christmas play at school.
Yes. Okay. I'm the ox, strong as a steel. Before the only sun in meal. We are the shepherds who watch the sheep. That's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be the sheep.
Yep.
Tonight at a holly watch we keep. We are the wise men. Gifts we bring for baby Jesus, our newborn king. I am Mary, the mother mild. How I love my tiny child. I am the baby asleep in the hay. I am the reason for Christmas Day. Okay, now we're ready for some songs. And the first one is The Friendly Beast.
The Friendly Beast. How's it go?
Okay, it goes like this. Jesus, our brother, kind and good. Jesus, our brother, kind and good. Was humbly born in a stable room. Was humbly born in a stable room. In the friendly beast around and stood. Jesus our brother, kind and good. I said the donkey shaggy and brown. I said the donkey shaggy and brown. I carried his mother uphill and down. I carried her safely to Bethlehem town. I said the donkey shaggy and brown. I said the cow all white and red. I gave her my hay to pillow his head. I gave her my hay to pillow his head. I said the cow all white and red. I said the sheep with the curly horns. I said the sheep with the curly horns. I gave him my wool for a blanket warm. He wore my coat on Christmas morn. I said the sheep with the curly horn. I said the dove from the rafters high. We cooed him to sleep, that he should not cry. We cooed him to sleep, my mate and I. I said the dove from the rafters high. This every beast by some good spell. In the stable, Dark was glad to tell of the gift he gave Emmanuel. The gift he gave Emmanuel.
Excellent, excellent singing, Eli. Okay. You're going to sing that at your school.
I know. And next, I have to mark that off.
Yep, we got to get that off the set list here. Here's a pen. Check. The Friendly Beasts. It's all about the beasts that were in the stable when Jesus was born.
This is really good. I'm going to use it with my
hand. There you go. What's up next?
Okay,
Up next is a song about
Up on the housetop.
Up on the housetop is up next.
Uh-huh. Okay. Up on the housetop, the reindeer paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who would it go? Ho, 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 who would it go? Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. Da, 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 da. First comes a stocking little now. Oh, dear Santa, fill it well. Give her a dolly that laughs and cries. One that can open and shut its eyes. Ho, 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 who would it go? Ho, 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 who would it go? Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimneys, good Saint Nick. Looking a stocking, little Bill. Oh, just see what a glorious fill. Here's a hammer and lots of tacks. Whistle in a ball and a whip that cracks. Ho, 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 who would it go? Ho, 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 who would it go? Up by the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney is good Saint Nick. Down through the chimney is good Saint Nick.
Awesome. You're singing these all from memory, which is pretty impressive. I don't even know that song. Last song for the Elin and Daddy Show Christmas special episode is, we're going to send you out this way. What's the song?
Okay. What a Glorious Night.
All right. And this one you're going to sing at church.
Oh, yes, I am.
Cool.
Okay.
Go for it.
The shepherds came to see the baby, stood by his mother's side. There was a stranger inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night. I hear the angels sing it. Hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Sing it out. Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born. Yeah. The shepherds wonder, they couldn't hide it. Told everyone inside. All were amazed when they heard how God came down on the glorious night. God came down on this glorious night. I hear the angels sing it. Hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Sing it out. Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born, yeah. Glorious, glorious. What a glorious night. Glorious, glorious. What a glorious night. I hear the angels singing.
Hallelujah.
Let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Sing it out. Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born. I hear that Jesus Christ is born. Yeah. All is calm now.
All is quiet.
A star shining in the sky. Our Mayflower, the fellow in Bethlehem.
The King is sleeping.
Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night.
All right. Hey, good job. That's going to be such a good time. That's all for the Daddy and Elin Show special holiday edition. We hope you all have a Merry Christmas.
And all you listening will see Merry Christmas.
Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Anything else you want to say?
Yes. I hope you have a good holiday and hope you get lots of presents.
But what's the real reason for the season, Elin?
It's that Jesus is born.
All right. Peace.